This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Lately, it seems every city wants to have its own film festival. And we're not talking Sundance-level productions. Most are small affairs without Hollywood royalty or studio execs writing big checks for movie rights. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports on why so many towns are turning down the lights and raising the curtain.
Putting on a film festival takes money, and funding is as all over the map as the film festivals themselves. In some places, like Toronto, the city pitches in $1 million a year.
Towns or cities are highly aware of the potential tourism dollars that it might bring.
Tamara Falikov is an associate professor in the Department of Film and Media Studies at the University of Kansas. She says a lot of smaller festivals just don't have that kind of backing.
I recently read a survey that said that many, many festivals are barely surviving, and they depend a lot on actually filmmaker submission fees.
Fees that range from $10 to $100-plus dollars. Josh Welsh is the president of Film Independent, which puts on the L.A. Film Festival, wrapping up this week. He says the nonprofit spends a lot of the year raising money to put on the fest. It gets cash from philanthropic donors. It sells tickets. And?
Corporate sponsorship. That's a very significant piece of it.
Companies see the film festival goers as an audience they want for themselves. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.